Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for joining. Let's learn a little bit tonight. It's a little bit dark here. Hopefully, I'll be able to see. I thought there would be lights on over here. So we are going to be learning Siman Shin Tes Vav Se'ifim Yud and Yud Aleph this evening. This is page 248 in the Mishnah Berurah. It says the Shulchan Aruch, Talis Kfula Shayu Aleh Chutin Shayisa Tluya Behem Me'erev Shabbos. If you have a talis that's folded over, meaning it's hanging over a rod of sorts, and it was and it has strings by which you can pull it forward, and it was there from Erev Shabbos, mutal natosa mutal parka v'cheina paroches. You're allowed to put it up, you're allowed to take it down, and you're allowed to spread it out and close it up again, scrunch it back up again. And the same is true when it comes to a paroches. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Siv katan lamed zayin, says the Mishnah Berurah, talis kfula she boy, the light's not so great here. Talis kfula she nosna alamot hanosun bein shnei ksalim, that you put it over a pole that's between two walls, ushnei rashei hakefel mishuloshen magin la'aretz, and the two sides of the talis are hanging down toward the ground, v'nichvas bein shnei ktzolseha, and you go in between the two edges, v'yoshen mipnei hachama, and you sleep inside of it, and that protects you from the sun. V'yosu lasus kein b'shabbos demikri ol arai. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos because that would be a violation of ol arai. U'patar avalasar, and that's going to be patar avalasar kumvor b'siv ches. U'balomar, the chiddush of this sif is dim k'shoyis ha'atalis mukupalis u'menachas alamot me'er of Shabbos. Hayu b'chutin tuluyin shal yodan poshun l'ksoseho, that if it had strings that were attached to it that make it very easy to spread out the talis, mutul l'pashto b'shabbos al kol orechamot, you're allowed to pull the talis across the entire length of the rod that it's running across, like just like you would close a shower curtain, you're allowed to pull out the talis to run across the entire rod. V'atam, and the reason is the kivat al yedei achutin kal l'mashkabehen, since the strings make it easy to draw the talis closed. V'avikilu ois ha'talis prusa mikvar tefach me'erev Shabbos, we view that as if the talis were already spread out a tefach from erev Shabbos, and if it were spread out a tefach from erev Shabbos, if avi rak mosif alo alarai v'shari, that would only have a status of being mosif alo alarai, which is mutter. So we view this as if it's mosif alo alarai, even though it was not spread out a tefach. V'kasu ha'magin avram demayri sha'achar prisasa lo yiyah begago min l'mayla rochav tefach v'gam lo b'pachas ha'sholosh mishol samach l'gago rochav tefach d'yesh bar rochav tefach havila ka'ol kavua v'lo mahani achutin. Now we're talking about a case where you don't have a tefach of width at the top, nor within three tefachim of the top do you have a tefach of width, because if you did have that, then it would be considered that you're making an oel keva. So it has to be that there is no tefach, but there are strings that make it easy to pull through, to pull the talis closed over the rod. Umutra lefarka, so you're allowed to take it off as well. Shekolol shein bo mishum binyan, ein bo mishum stira. If it's not a violation of binyan to pull it, over the rod, it's not a violation of stira to close it, to scrunch it closed. V'chein aparoches, and then the Shulchan Aruch said, the same is true about aparoches. Kol bazeh gam vilon shelifnei ha'pesach. Paroches doesn't mean like a paroches of like, you know, an aron or anything. It would be any curtain that's in front of an entranceway. Vayin b'magin avram, dahai v'chein lav dafka. That when we say v'chein over here, it's lav dafka. D'shari b'zeh afal pi shalom ha'yu aleha chutin. Because when it comes to the paroches, you don't even need drawstrings to make it mutter. Mishum de'ein o'el elo asu kein gag. Because something is not only an o'el if it's hovering over something else, if it's made like a roof over something. But if you just have a curtain in front of a doorway, that's not a roof at all. V'nei l'fima shehedi bal migdol oz b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel v'cheinu b'feirush Rabbeinu Chananel sholfaneinu shiyatsu mikarv la'ar, based on what the migdol oz quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel, and we have in the newly printed Rabbeinu Chananels, de b'parochas nami tzarek shiyu chutin kruchin ala me'er of Shabbos l'tos bam, that even in the case of parochas, you also needed to have drawstrings in order for it to be mutter. Yosef Tovlomar da Rambam bal halachazu namisri lekar Rabbeinu Chananel. That leads you to believe that the Rambam, who's the author of this halacha that the Shulchan Aruch is quoting, probably also holds like Rabbeinu Chananel, and also holds that you need drawstrings. Vasi Shapir milas v'chein kepashta, and then the word v'chein could be taken at its face value, that v'chein aproches, that just like when it comes to the talis that's folded over, it needs to have drawstrings to be mutter. So too a paroches needs drawstrings to be mutter. V'chein ruchak b'biragra du mefarishkein, and the biragra explains this way as well. Ach ledina ein nafkamina bezeh, but la halacha doesn't matter anyway. Demuchach me'atur v'shari poskim demutu litlos b'chol gavni, because we're matir with or without the strings. V'chein muchach me'aramola el b'sif alv pagod, kibin shalom naseis lahatir ein shum israela, that since the mechitza over here is not being made as a mechitza materes, it's not being matir anything, so there's not going to be any isra, as we've discussed already, right? That a mechitza that's made l'tzniusa b'alma is not going to be a problem, but a third mechitza on a sukkah is going to be a problem. Something like that, that's going to be a mechitza to be matir, is going to be asr. But anything that's not going to be matir is going to be is not a problem. Kosam agnavram de mechitza asuya lahatir she pasak hashulchan aruch le'el b'sifal to asul asosu b'shabbos hu afilu k'shayu chutin kruchan alame erev shabbos v'yesha mekilin b'zeh, that when you're making a mechitza that's actually going to be matir makom. So the Magen Avraham writes, that is how he's quoting, that the Magen Avraham writes that's going to be aser even if you have chutin kruchin, even if you have drawstrings that help you pull it closed. But there are those that disagree and hold that a mechitza that's matir, just like we're making over here when it comes to making this ohel, that you're allowed to that if you have, with the talis case, that if you have drawstrings it makes it mutter, so too maybe a mechitza that's matir, drawstrings would make it better. See if you're aleph. Kilas chasanim she'in begaga tefach. If you have a kilas chasanim, which is a canopy over a bed that comes to a point at the top rather than a roof at the top, so it doesn't have a tefach of width, nor does it get to a width of a tefach within three tefachim of the top of it, since it was made this way, you can spread it out and undo it, but that's provided that it doesn't dangle down the sides of the bed by a tefach. Says the Mishabura, Kilis Chasanim, how does this look? Eitz echad omid the rosh amita gavoa me amita, v'chein omid eitz b'margolos amita, b'margolos amita, umot nasan aleim. So you have one pole sticking up at the head of the bed, one pole sticking up at the foot of the bed, and there's a rod that connects the two poles. And then, uparus alamot vilon gadol, you put a big curtain over that rod, v'shnei rashin yordin mikan, kimin oel, and then it forms this triangular oel along the sides of the bed, al panei kol amita, along the entire sides of the bed. So hol shimusukena, so since it was made that way, you're allowed to put it there. Pirashe echinu lekach mibod yom, that it was set up to do this already on Erev Shabbos. V'lchein shari b'zeh, afal pi shalo hayuchutin kruchin aleha me'erev Shabbos. And therefore it's going to be mutter even without drawstrings. Aval im einu musukenes aser. But if it wasn't specifically prepared for this type of usage on Erev Shabbos, it's going to be aser. Kamo shapasuk ha-shulchan aruch b'sivches. Da'afilu oel she'ein begago tefach aser l'ntoso b'shabbos ele im kein hayuchutin kruchin ala me'erev Shabbos. That even an oel that does not have a tefach of width at the top is going to be usher to set up on Shabbos unless it has drawstrings or it was set up that way before Shabbos. Me'al amita tefach hatam tekiven shi mishuleshes me'al amita tefach bezekifa la'achar kolos hashipua havile hay tefach mechitza v'kolos hashipua shemimal lemita nechshav legag v'avi oel mamish, meaning if the curtain sticks down or is hanging down beyond the level of the bed by more than a tefach, so that forms walls on each side of the bed, that which is on top is going to be an ohel. Mihu mita didan she'en kila aleh she'parsin aleh asadin afal pi dinochis mipur yatefach leslan ba v'atam dohamash she'munach alamita lo mikri oel kiven she'en chalol tachtav, meaning when you put your blanket over your bed, that is not a violation of asiyas ohel, even though the sides of the blanket go over the sides of the bed, maybe even by more than a tefach. We don't say, oh, you've made an ohel, because the bed is the roof and the blanket coming down on each side are the walls, because the bed was already there beforehand. You just put the blanket over the bed. The blanket being there does not create an ohel because the blanket is resting directly on the bed. You don't have a space of a tefach in between them. So to review what we learned today, we learned in Sif Yud that if you have if you have a curtain, a talus that's folded over a rod, if it has drawstrings, you're allowed to open it up and close it on Shabbos. But if it doesn't have drawstrings, you're not allowed to. And we had two deals about what the Shulchan Aruch meant when he said v'chein ha-paroches, whether that means that the paroches is going to be mutter to put up, whether it has drawstrings or not, or no, that like the talus, it's only mutter with the drawstrings. And then in Sefer Aleph, we said that a kilas chasadim that goes over a bed is going to be mutter only if it was set up that way from before Shabbos. But if it was not set up that way from before Shabbos, then it's going to be asir. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening, and we will pick up with Se'if Yud Beis tomorrow night.